Jack, you're not a Reno native. So before we hop into the genesis of Reno, I want to ask, what brought you to the area?
It's a long, tortuous route to get here. I was born in New England, was raised in the South, went to college in Wisconsin, then went out to the West Coast to the Los Angeles area to work in the newspaper business, on the business side of the newspaper business. After 27 years there, I took another job in Las Vegas, and I retired 14 years ago. My wife was kind of tired of Las Vegas. She said, let's go somewhere else. In 2006, we moved here.
Where does Reno's story start?
The area that became Reno started in 1860, 1859 and 60, actually. The first man to come to the Truckee Meadows to open a station on the Truckee River was a man named Bill Fuller from Susanville, California. And he built a small inn and a bridge at what is today the corner of Virginia Street and the river.
And what sort of timeline will people be following as they read the book?
Well, the book goes decade by decade from its beginning in 1860 all the way up to today. It covers through the building of the brand new Virginia Street Bridge. You know, it goes through the late 1800s up until the first decade of the 19th century, which was when Reno got into the divorce business. All of the divorce happenings that went on in town, primarily through the Riverside Hotel, which for most of that period was by far the most famous hotel of all of Reno's hotel. So it just covers all of that chronologically from beginning to end.
The city comes off as very appealing in the book. Economically, industrially, the city's transforming. Did you put out the book with some special timing in mind?
You know, I mean, like everyone else who lives here, I'm pretty excited about the changes that are taking place. But I started writing the book simply because I had finished writing and publishing and marketing the one before it, and I needed a new subject. And that had not been covered in any great detail in any of the books I had studied or read about early Reno.
Jack, there are people that have raised concerns over the growth as well, in talks about gentrification and the rising costs of housing and a lack of affordable housing in Reno. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I think on the one hand, yes, we have to identify all of those things you're talking about. And the city is starting, I believe, seriously to do that now. But at the other hand, I don't think we can do it at the expense of our history and all of our historical structures and everything. I think the Riverside Hotel is an excellent example of that. You know, for artists, the Riverside Artist Loft is a very affordable place for artists to live. So truly, that fits right into what you're talking about. And I see a lot of the development that we're looking at now of older buildings, a portion of all of them, I don't know exactly what that is, but a portion of all of them, or many of them, let me put it that way, are being used for affordable housing.
Jack, thank you for your insight and coming in and speaking with me today.
Thank you, Marcus.
You just heard from local biographer Jack Harpster. The University of Nevada Press recently published his newest book, The Genesis of Reno, The History of the Riverside Hotel and the Virginia Street Bridge. With Reno Public Radio, I'm Marcus Laverne.